Now, as we heard on our news bulletin, at least 9 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. Israel has described its action as a major counter-terrorism operation. However, the UN Human Rights Office has accused it of acting in a manner which violates international law. Since the October the 7th Hamas attacks, the West Bank has seen a surge in violence. More than 600 Palestinians have been killed, largely in Israeli military raids. Sukundar Kamani, foreign affairs correspondent with Channel 4 News, has been reporting from the West Bank and he joins us on the line. Before we talk about what you witnessed when you were in the West Bank, will you bring us through what's been happening today?
Sure. As you say, we've witnessed now, or we're seeing now, a major Israeli army assault on 4 cities in the north of the West Bank, in which at least 9 people, 9 Palestinians have been killed. That number is likely to go up because this military activity is still ongoing. According to the Israeli army, all of those killed were militants. And there has been a major surge in military raids since October the 7th, but this is particularly large, with the Israeli media quoting sources saying that it's likely to last several days. We've seen the use of military bulldozers in these cities like Jenin, Tulkarem. The Israeli army say they're necessary to search for IEDs, explosives that could be planted along the ground. They also cause, of course, widespread destruction to civilian infrastructure. We've also seen airstrikes used to kill some of the targets. And we do know that young Palestinian men, some young Palestinian men in the West Bank, particularly in some of these areas in the north of the West Bank, have formed armed cells. They are affiliated to groups like Hamas, to Islamic Jihad. And the way that the Israeli occupation of the West Bank has grown ever more entrenched over the years, and that the heavy-handed approach of the Israeli army in the West Bank, that's seen a growing support, really soaring support amongst young Palestinians for these groups. Last week, we saw a failed suicide bombing in Tel Aviv, and again, the Israeli media are quoting sources saying that's an important backdrop to these raids that we're seeing now. But as you pointed out, more than 600 Palestinians have been killed since October the 7th. Thousands more have been arrested in the West Bank. The figure of those killed includes people who are affiliated to militant groups, also includes young men or teenagers, or children who are perhaps just throwing stones at Israeli army vehicles, or just bystanders. There's long been this fear that the West Bank could erupt in a kind of third intifada. That fear existed even before October the 7th. It's been growing since October the 7th. So far, it hasn't happened, but this is certainly a dangerous moment.
There has, over the past couple of years, been an increase in the number of settlements. You spoke to people in one particular settlement. What did they tell you?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've seen, particularly since this current very hardline ultra-nationalist Israeli coalition government has come into power in the winter of 2022, a real ramping up of settlement activity in the occupied West Bank. Senior figures within the government are settlers themselves, and they're really spearheading this effort to kind of grow settlements at an unprecedented rate. Even though, you know, all settlements are considered under international law, consensus is that they are illegal. The ICJ, the International Court of Justice, has called for them to be dismantled, but instead they're expanding. We spoke to settlers who were in the West Bank who were, you know, very open in saying that they don't want to see a two-state solution. They want to make it impossible. They call their activity creating facts on the ground. So they build small outposts that then eventually often get turned into larger settlements, and they kind of cut off Palestinian territory from other parts of Palestinian territory, making a contiguous independent future state to seem next to impossible. One particularly illuminating conversation we had was close to the border with Gaza, so within Israel, mm-hmm. but a tent encampment where a group of young settlers were hoping to actually move into Gaza. And this is, you know, an ultra radical fringe, but it is one that gets ideological support from you know, senior figures within the Israeli government. And I spoke to a young woman who had moved over from Texas to Israel 7 years ago. And I said to her, well, you know, what you're doing, many people would see that as colonialism. Certainly what you're advocating would be colonialism. And she turned around and said, well, I think colonialism gets a bad rap. So, you know, really, really quite extreme views out there. But this is a community that feels very much emboldened by the rise of political allies.
Sukundar Kamani, Foreign Affairs Correspondent with Channel 4 News. Thank you for bringing us that report.